Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Well, nothing changes about that. Nothing changes about that. Man, I was just getting ready to come on the air this morning. And I was just thinking, man, I was just having a reflective moment of just how really good God has been to me. Man, let me just say that again. How really good God has been to me. And here's the cold part. In spite of myself, you understand, in spite of all my shortcomings, in spite of all of my flaws, In spite of all of what anybody has said about me, God, through his grace and mercy, just keeps me anyway. So many of us are exceptional people, but we refuse to just go ahead and be exceptional. We settle for the ordinary. We follow the pack. We try to fit in. Man, oh man, oh man. You know, I've heard my wife say this to my children all the time when she's scolding them or talking to them. She'll be talking to them about leadership. You know, why are you following everybody when God clearly made you to lead? So many of us are born, and so many of you are born to be exceptional people, but we always trying to follow the pack. Why would you try to fit in? Why would you try to be like everybody else, be ordinary? Why would you follow the pack when God has created you to be exceptional? The key word in exceptional is except. You ever done this right here? You know, everybody did that except me. Everybody felt that way except me. Everybody said that except me. Everybody wanted that except me. Everybody went over there except me. Everybody jumped in except me. Except me. See, why have you said that in your life if you were not to be exceptional? See, you got to say everybody except me. At one point in your time, I don't know who ain't done it. You know, everybody voted no except me. See, so you're not created to follow the pack. You ain't created to fit in. You ain't created to, to be ordinary. You were created to be exceptional as your fingerprint on your finger is. You were created to be exceptional. Why not make this the year that you go ahead on and be exceptional? Why won't this be the year that you decide in your mind? But just has to be a decision that we make now. We not following the pack no more. We not trying to fit in no more. We ain't settling for ordinary no more. We gonna be exceptional. But you know, you got to go ahead and follow that. You got to get on the exceptional path because that's what you were created for. Why be ordinary? You know, but all of this comes, it has to start with a thought. You got to first think something. Thoughts become things. A man is as he thinketh. That's all you will ever be. So what are your thoughts today? Why not have exceptional thoughts instead of ordinary thoughts? Why not have exceptional thoughts instead of fitting in thoughts? So why you want to be like everybody else? Why you want to be ordinary when you could possibly be extraordinary with a change of your mind? A change of your venue, and you don't have to be any other kind of way just because my mama was this way or my daddy was this way or this the school I went to, this what race I belong to, this my sexual preference, this my that. Well, how many excuses you need? I mean, how many excuses? What's it gonna be this year that we let another 365 days slip by without improving our condition, our place, our spot, our life, the quality of life we have? We cannot afford to keep letting all these years go by without changing. You're an exceptional person. How many times have you sat up and said, everybody did that except me? You know, I was on, everybody jumped in except me. I told them, I knew it. Everybody voted for that except me. And now look at us. Man, it seemed like everybody went that way except me. Okay, do you get it? Do you understand what's being said to you? That old except me is because, couldn't it be because you're an exceptional person? And it's time for you to take control of that. It's time for you to start thinking different. It's time for you to start acting on what you think. It's time for you to start doing something about it. It's time for you to stop taking each and every day that God gives us for granted and letting them go by the wayside like you got plenty more. Well, you may have plenty more, but guess what? What you wasting the ones you got for? I got you young and you feel like you're going to live forever. Eh, okay, cool. But let me ask you something. See, here go the part about it. Suppose you do live. See, everybody worrying about dying, but I got news for you. Suppose you keep on living. You want to keep living in the condition you in now? You want to keep living with the money you got now? You want to keep living with the relationship you got now? You want to keep living by yourself like you are now? You want to keep wanting the right relationship, the right man, the right woman, but you keep getting the wrong one? You want to keep doing that for the rest of your life? Problem ain't dying. This problem is if you keep on living. Who wants to keep on living just the way they are right now? And if you can say, I'm cool with I am just the way I am right now, then cool. This conversation ain't for you. I ain't got no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Greatness ain't for everybody. Being exceptional ain't for everybody. Becoming extraordinary ain't for everybody. Heck, becoming successful ain't for everybody. I got it. And you can come up with a way to justify your non-existence and your ordinary life all you want. And that's fine and dandy. I ain't got no problem with it because some people just going to be regular. Some people just going to follow the pack, follow the crowd. Some people just wants to fit in. But if you're not that person, if you want to be extraordinary, if you want to be exceptional, if you want to dare to be great at something, then you got to change your mindset. You got to get with your creator and find out what he created you for. You got to quit thinking of things just in your own thought process. You know, lean not to your own understanding. I don't know where that is, but it's in there somewhere. See, and once you lean, if you lean to your own understanding, you know what it's going to do? It's going to limit you, man. It's going to limit you. Why not see what God got for you? I would rather know what God got for me than to think of all the things I could, because I can't outthink him. I done tried it before. All right, it's just the beginning. We're going to have a good one, man. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention. And I need it for one reason, just one reason only, because I want to remind you of the incredible gift that we have all received today. For those of us that's getting off work, driving home, you got a job. And for those of us that just woke up about to go to work, we got a job. The key to both them things is that both of us are alive to hear this morning show. Man, look at God. He just keep on showing up, because we all know somebody that ain't here. And as much as we miss them, we do not want to join them. Let's be clear about that. And there are some people that I miss dearly. You know, man, one of my main goals for going to heaven is right after I see Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be all ears, all eyes for Illawsville Harvey. Mm-hmm. I want to see her, man.
Yes, Lord.
If that was not a possibility, I personally would be responding and reacting to everything ever said about me. But because I'm trying to make it on in, I'll be still. Let the Lord fight my battle. I'm battle tested. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. We battle tested on this
still.
Show. Bring it if you want to. You better know we ain't over here by ourselves now. Steve Harvey Morning Show with Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mississippi Monica Jr., and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. I would tell you that his government name is Kill Spate, but by now you should know that. But what I did not know until late last year, but it is Killer Wong Spate.
Yes, sir.
KLS. It's like a radio station. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to station WKLS, where we play soft soul music all morning long.
He said the Wong Spate. My name into a station.
Yeah, you a station. Junior, what's on your mind today, man?
Unc, I need help, Unc. I need help trying to share my feelings. Cause my wife asked me, just tell me how you feel. And I ain't say it the right way. I said exactly how I felt. And now we ain't been talking. And we only 10 days into January. Okay, I need help on how to express myself.
All right, first of all, let me help you something. Mm-hmm. How do you really feel is a trap question. I always know that. It's a trap question.
I got to write that down. Yeah.
See, it's a trap, Junior.
Yeah, I'll
whenever
walk right
they
into that.
Ask you to tell you how you really feel, it's because they finna tell you how they really feel. And whatever you feeling ain't finna top what they feeling. Because guess what? If you do tell them exactly how you feel, then you finna find out how they feel about how you feel.
Yeah.
We don't care.
You feel that?
Yeah. It's a trap question.
I didn't know that one. I got to walk into it, too.
Bruh. So, Steve, why don't you talk? How do you really feel? Fine. I'm good. I'm telling you. You know, I'm just trying to work it all out, take care of everything I'm supposed to. But other than that, you know, I'm pretty good. It's a little stressful for me.
Yeah.
You ain't going to get to feel what you want to feel if you keep telling him how you feeling.
Hello. Matter of fact, you didn't.
Oh, you dropping knowledge. She's talking about, huh?
You might not be feeling nothing for a few days now.
You're going to be caught up in your fits.
All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
You ain't no Sigma. I know that's broken English, but that's the way it is. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Greg, please.
Yeah, this he.
How you doing? My name is Bernard, Phi Beta Sigma. I'm over Pledge Relations. Giving you a call today, man. You attended Prairie View A&M University, am I correct? Yeah, am I right? You attended Prairie View
A&M? Yeah, that's right. Prairie View A&M.
Okay. And from my understanding, you pledged Phi Beta Sigma in fall of 91.
That's correct.
All right. That's the Delta Theta chapter, correct?
Yes.
All right. We're having some problems here going through the records.
Going through the records?
Actually, looking at the records that we have here at headquarters, you're not actually an official member of Phi Beta Sigma. But it's
Wait a minute. What? What you mean I'm not a member?
Looking at our records here at National Headquarters, it's indicating that you're not an official member of Phi Beta Sigma. I don't know what could have gone wrong.
No, that ain't right, man. That ain't right. Because, see, Delta Theta is recognized nationally, so why wouldn't I be nationally recognized?
I'm not certain, sir. Maybe it's something that took place on that actual line of fall 91. We're actually going to have to do some research on everything that's going on with your line as well as the chapter.
But how is that possible if they gave me a certificate and the plaque and I got my pen and, I mean, I'm a Sigma. What do you mean?
Okay, sir, I don't know. What I'm looking at here, and please understand, I want to try to clear this matter up.
We need to clear this matter up. Who else? Is there somebody there, like a overseer or maybe the head president of your branch or something that I could talk to or something?
Well, I am actually over Pledge Relations.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give you a call personally so we can try to rectify the matter. And it's going to take us some time to iron this thing out. But what I need you to do as of this point.
Yeah.
And you know what? The problem is that I'm noticing is that all of the people that were on your line, they are official. For some reason, Mr. Greg is an official. So
yeah,
I don't
understand that because I was the line president. So how is everybody else able to be a Sigma and not me when I did all the paperwork that it takes to for the process to be right? I don't understand.
Sir, you know what, brother? I can't call you brother for the fact that you're not a brother.
You can call me brother because I'm a Sigma.
Sir, here's what we're going to have to do, Greg. We're going to have to get you to, first of all, if you're dealing with anybody alumni-wise, we're asking that you don't go to any meetings right now. We're also asking that you don't wear any Phi Beta Sigma paraphernalia. At this point, we want to make sure and get clarity that you are definitely a brother.
Wait a minute, man. I am definitely a brother. Do you know what I had to go through to get where I am today to be a Sigma? All the y'all took y'all dudes. What happened to that? If you're taking my dues, you should be able to tell me, yo, man, we got this going on. Certain things are going on with your line. We need to check you. You took all my money.
That's the thing. I'm seeing checks that have gone through for other people that were on that line. I don't see your name.
And to this day, I'm like a lifetime member. So what the hell are you talking about?
I have no records indicating that you're a lifetime member. That's what I'm saying, sir. We've got to get this.
Somebody need to tell me something today.
We're going to try to get to the end of this by the end of the week. It's going to take
Bernard, you're not understanding what I'm saying, man. Because I'm a Sigma to the heart, dude. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all playing with my heart right now, man. Ain't nobody finna do that and get away with it. I don't know what the going on.
You know, here's what we can do. We can bring you back in and do another pledging process.
Pledge? Did you understand what you just said to me? No, man, that ain't happening, dog. I done been through this already, man. I'm not pledging. I'm not signing my name on nothing else because I have pledged. I'm not doing no more. Y'all need to get somebody on the phone that can answer my questions. I want to know what's going on.
Okay, right now, and I understand, you know, the disbelief of what's going on. I really do.
You obviously don't. You a brother?
Brother, we're going to try this.
What year did you go across? Did you walk the same? I mean, tell me what's going on.
Brother, I'm fall 89, brother.
And?
Now, what we're going to have to do right now is, first of all, no paraphernalia.
No paraphernalia. You trying to tell me that I can't wear what's nearest and dearest to my heart next to my wife and my child? You telling me that I can't go around and proclaim what I am? That's like telling me I can't be black. What the hell is you saying?
And another thing we're going to have to get you to do, I understand you have a brand, a Sigma brand. That's going to have to come off until we get this taken care of.
What? Wait a minute. You talk about a medical procedure. What is you saying?
Sir, we cannot allow you to wear a brand representing Phi Beta Sigma when right now you are not a member of Phi Beta.
You can't allow that brand to me was allowed to put the brand on me. Now, I can't be allowed to wear something that I've been wearing for almost 15 years. Are you crazy? Come on, man. That's some crazy right there,
we
man.
We got to get you to take the brand off until all of this
wear a brand? What the hell are y'all? Man, this is some look here, brother Bernard. What, Bernard, is that what your name is? You need to get somebody on this phone. Wait a minute. That's all right. I know the president. My self. How about that?
Excuse
I would just call in, and I'll figure out my self.
Sir, right now, we need you to take the brand off or keep it covered.
Nah, you come take the brand off of me, if you want it that bad. Come get it. That's what you do.
You are not a member of Phi Beta Sigma.
I don't give a you talking about, dog. I am a member. If you want something over here, holler at your boy. That's what you do. You bad, come do it.
Sir, I'm telling you for the final time, do not wear any paraphernalia. Keep the
I don't want to hear that talking about no final. Let me tell you what's final. I am a Phi Beta Sigma to the heart. Boo, boo!
Sir, all I'm telling you is no more shirts and cover that brand up until we...
Look here, man. I'm going to wear everything. I got a hat. I'm going to have that so, matter of fact, I'm going to wear that thing just to get on your nerves.
You're going to have to keep brand covered up until we figure out if you are.
If you want this brand covered up, you come get it. Until then, you better get the away from me. That's what I'm talking about.
Don't you want none of this. Put that brand up and don't you wear no shirts no more.
Let me tell you something. I ain't covering. Come get it if you want it.
I got
you
one more thing I got
to the heart, baby. This is blue fire. You don't want none. You don't want none. Y'all, this is some man.
I don't
this
know what do, but one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Say what you got to say. You ain't getting this.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Boy, y'all had me ready to kill by my man. Y'all, boy.
Let me one more thing, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, Greg? What is it?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, ain't you?
Tell you what, I'm through with it.
You ought to be. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Usher has given up sugar and alcohol. He's preparing for the big game halftime show, in which he will be the star. 50 Cent has given up something, too. 50 Cent has given up sex.
Hmm.
Okay.
For halftime?
Just in life.
He'd be right back.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it at the top. And if you love Prince and you love a good musical, Purple Rain the musical is headed to Broadway. And that is all coming up at the top of the hour. Wow. But right now it is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Shay in Southfield. Shay says, in December, my boyfriend said he needed a break after he had a major health scare. And instead of letting me be there for him, he chose space. I gave him space. And I spent the New Year's Eve with an ex. Does he have the right to be mad at me?
God. Wow.
Hey, he needed space. What's a girl to do?
He needed space. And you spent New Year's Eve with an ex. Wow.
Yep.
So I guess you took that. See, once again, Junior, that's a prime example.
Right there.
See, he expressed himself and said he needed space. Now I guess what? You see what did happen? It's a trap question. So if you need space, then I need more space. See, it's all a trap, dog. Don't ever fall for that. Does he have a right to be mad? Yeah, he got a right to be mad because he asked for space. He didn't ask y'all to start dating other people. And I don't know what his little health scare was, but you know, you gave him space.
Mm.
Yeah.
New Year's All right.
Tell dropped me. On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, she kissed
yeah.
every
one space.
Happy New Year.
All right. Yes. Moving on to Jeremy
yeah,
and
kissed.
Jeremy and Charlotte. Jeremy says, my wife and I met at work and used to have sex in her car when we first met. She wants to be a socialite really bad now, and the sweet things that I've always done for her aren't good enough now. Would I be wrong to give her a reality check?
Well, bro, I don't understand what you're saying, because the sweet things you used to do for her, the only thing you told us, y'all had sex in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she
mm-hmm.
wants to be a socialite. But you still want to have sex in the car with y'all? Yo, so what are you saying, bro?
That's y'all, what he said, though, right?
When y'all drive down to the socialite ball before you go in, you want to knock it out in the car right quick before you go in? She don't want to do that. I don't really know what you're saying, bro, because it don't... I don't.
Sounds
you
crazy.
Didn't give us no example of all the kind little things you've done for her. You made one statement. We used to have sex in the car before we got married. Now we married, she won't be a socialite. Now she don't want to do... She don't appreciate the little things I've done for her. So I'm just assuming she done took sex in the car off the table. I'm just assuming. Now, no, oh, now she bougie now.
Right, she brand new.
Now you don't want to get rolled over in the car no more. Oh, okay. Oh, you Dang. Acting brand new now. Okay. I'll be damned.
All right. Well.
That didn't sound right, bro. Next one, Cheryl.
Moving on to Marley and the DMV. Marley writes, my husband stayed out all night Saturday night, and he said he was in a casino and lost track of time. I tried to go off on him, and he turned it around on me, saying I should have called and checked on him. Does he have a valid point, or is this a cover-up?
Absolutely, he has a valid point. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
First of all, hold on. First of all, there are no clocks in the casino. Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got a phone.
You can lose track of time in a casino. I have done it many times.
And didn't call.
Call for what?
To say you're okay.
Yeah.
Check in.
You should have called and checked on me. Wasn't no missed call. You waiting on me to call. I'm gambling. I'm trying to change your circumstance in this. I'm out here trying to crack the bank. And you sitting up in here dogging me because I'm out here trying to handle business and stuff.
Right.
I be damned. Yeah, he has a valid point. And you know what? If you're not going to check on him, you can't expect him to call. And he was in a casino and he lost track of time. That sounds very, very valid to me.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have no proof of anything else happening. All you know is your little mind and playing tricks on you.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I would like to say I saw a tiny desk over the holidays with Scarface.
It was fire.
Boy, let me tell you something. The greatest tiny desk I've ever seen.
Yes.
Was Scarface.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I also found out that Willie D don't like him no more, and why, I don't know.
You just not catching up, then.
I also discovered that Willie D don't like me either, so I like Scarface even more now. I ain't even never met Willie D. I don't even know who he is.
You know who does like Face and just had a meeting with him, dog?
Who?
Jay-Z. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Face is back.
Face is a legend.
Face is a legend.
Well, no, he always been a legend to me. I always liked him. That tiny desk? Come on, man.
That kind of
question, Shirley.
Yeah, it was fine.
All right. Here we go. Last one, Steve. This is from Trina in Phoenix. Trina says, I met a man online 8 months ago, and he's tired of our long-distance relationship. I suggested he move to Phoenix, and he said there aren't enough black people here. That's a dumb excuse to me. But why hasn't he asked me to move to Atlanta?
Well, you got two things working here. He is absolutely correct that, he not coming out to Phoenix because there ain't enough black people out there. That's one of the major reasons I'm not going to ever move to Phoenix. And I'm not going to a state that fights against a day off, a holiday. That's racism at a whole nother level. I don't give a damn if they have National Skinhead Day. If it's a day off from work, I'm going to sign the paperwork for that. So he has a valid point. There are not enough black people in Phoenix. And the reason you ain't coming to Atlanta is because there's too many black people in Atlanta.
What he don't need is
one more of y'all in Atlanta. Cause he fool. He fool in Atlanta, boy. Let me tell you something. He online dating too, girl. I told him to come to Phoenix. He tired of relationship, but now he said, "See, lady, guess what? You're not listening to what he said. He said he tired of the long distance relationship. He didn't say he wanted to close the gap. All he told you was he tired of the long distance relationship. You suggested he move to Phoenix. He said ain't no black people out there. Now you want to know why he ain't asked you to move to Atlanta? Cause he tired of the long distance relationship. And guess who the relationship with? You. See why y'all don't read the whole message? The reason he not asking you to come to Atlanta, cause he tired of the long distance relationship. Yes. That's a way of saying I'm tired of you.
I'm tired of you. Huh?
Yeah, just a nice way of saying it. Is that what it is?
You know, me and you know, we avoid, you know, how we really
trying to
feel.
Be the bad guy. Yeah.
Right, Junior, pay attention
except
to
me.
This.
Except for me.
I know, Junior, pay attention to this.
All right,
pay attention. See how he did it. I'm tired of this long this relationship. Why don't you move to Phoenix? Ain't enough black people. Well, okay then.
All right. Well, thank you, CLO. Coming up next, entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, Usher has announced that he has quit all sugar and all alcohol in preparation for his halftime performance at the big game next month. An insider close to Usher said that Usher wants to be in the best shape to give the performance of his life to the 100 million plus people that will be watching. Woo!
So what have you been doing with his show out in Vegas? Because it was real good.
Mm-hmm. Fire. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On that alcohol and sugar. On that. I think you ought to go on out there at that Super Bowl with that alcohol and sugar version. Because that one right there, that thing in Vegas you put on was cold. Everybody out of know love that Vegas show, man. I don't know why you change that. Get them roller skates on. Get them strippers. Man, come on out here. Let them have it.
Except for Mary J. who kept pushing him away, right? That was funny.
You want right, strippers so, at the big game? You know what?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to do that.
No.
So Usher's 14-year-old son, Naveed, is serving as musical director for the show and designed the set list for the halftime show. This is going to be the second time that Usher has performed at the halftime show, but his first time headlining the show on his own. So that's going to be really great. I can't wait.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he all does too.
Come on, Usher.
Countdown is on. Let's go.
Usher. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usher. He better right. not ask Stephen A. Smith what he did. I'm already called Stephen and said, shut your damn mouth.
Don't say that.
Shut your damn mouth, your stupid.
All right.
I like Usher. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But he ain't.
He can't say that this year. Yeah. Well, speaking of giving up things this year, 50 Cent says he is celibate now and has no plans to have sex in the foreseeable future. He says he has a monumental project in the works, and he's putting all of his energy and focus into that right now. He posted on IG. He says, quote, my new idea is so big, I don't have time to be distracted. I'm practicing abstinence. I have been meditating and focusing on my goals. I hope this new year helps you excel to the next level, unquote. So there you go. And I got to ask you, Steve. Come on, guys. Has sex ever been a distraction for you? Would you give up sex if it becomes a distraction? If you're working on something big?
It helps me with what I'm doing.
It gives me more focus. I'm not going to see how he doing the wrong way for me. I don't know how
it's never been a distraction for me. It's been my whole purpose and goal in life.
Yeah.
it makes me clear.
Your whole purpose.
It makes me clear.
It's damn the reason I'm living.
But the only reason why we be here.
Tell you the truth.
I don't know why
y'all think I'm out here going to work and all this though. Because I sleep with somebody. That's why.
It's helped all my monumental projects.
So it's giving you clarity, nephew. Project. Clarity.
What?
Yeah. And he's meditating.
You never seen me with a diamond ring on. Never. Ever.
But your distractions.
I'm out here working for that. Let me tell you something, y'all. All men need is a refrigerator, flat screen TV, nice chair to watch a game in, and a bed. It can be a mat on the floor. We don't really give a damn. All this furniture and landscaping and pools.
Fabulous.
And trips. Yeah, interior and nice design. That's for girls. That's all that's for, dog. I don't need none of that, dog. Big TV.
All right. Okay.
All right, I could walk in the house and there'd be nothing in there but walls and flow. As long as that TV got all the channels on it.
Fine. All right. Well, 50 thinks otherwise. Okay. 50, so we can't wait.
He'd be right back to sex. Trust me. Go get boring by yourself.
He's going to be down to a quad after this. This ain't going
to
work.
I can't wait to see what his project is. All right, and moving on. We all love the late, great legend that is Prince, of course, and we all have seen Purple Rain, the soundtrack, and the movie. Well, it's going to Broadway 40 years later as a musical. Purple Rain, the musical, centers around the kid, that is young Prince, and his turbulent home life, disgruntled band, and his love interest. So, congratulations, Purple Rain, the musical.
No damn musical with Prince.
Yeah, they might. They might.
I think they will.
Broadway actors out there. Purple Rain.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, our forever First Lady Michelle Obama admitted she's terrified about the 2024 election.
Speed it up a little bit, dog. Give me that bebop. Give it. They might speed it up a little bit, man.
Okay.
You don't think they're going to do the melody?
Yeah. He's acting like, they're not going to do it like that.
Have some little skinny-ass white person singing no Prince song. Just wrecking this man's career. Like going down to Broadway to watch this. The only thing that made Hamilton hugely successful is because they took that dry-ass thing about the Constitution and slavery and turn it into some hip-hop mess. That's what made Hamilton cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. No help.
What they gonna do? Except wreck it. Why they going down there? I'm gonna tell y'all right now, black people, you go down there, you're gonna be highly disappointed.
What about the Morris Day and the Time, that part of Purple Rain?
That's nice.
That's gonna be nice, too. What about that?
Let's go crazy. Yeah. That right there gonna be on fire.
Let's go crazy. Crazy for you. Come on. Let's go crazy.
They're not gonna do it like that.
Tonight we gonna party like it's 1999.
Oh yeah.
That that's wasn't the only thing they'll do right.
Cause they love songs like that. They love that and Celebration. Man. Cool in the Game. They like anything we do to sound like a clock. We're gonna party like it's 1999. Hey,
let me hear When Doves Cry.
When doves cry, this is what it sounds like. When doves cry.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're still laughing at Steve. We were talking earlier about the Prince musical, Purple Rain, the musical, coming to Broadway.
Nobody going down now. Nobody going to Broadway to watch them wreck Prince's whole image and career. Broadway?
No, but if you love Prince and you love, we love Purple Rain.
If you
Rain,
love
the
Prince,
soundtrack?
You gonna hate what they do to him on Broadway. They're not finna play them songs the way they are. This
the
Broadway.
Soundtrack to Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
They not gonna. Who you know gonna play the guitar and all that stuff? They talking about doing his childhood. Don't nobody wanna hear nothing about when Prince was a boy getting whippings.
No.
Well, that
was the movie,
but.
Come on and do these damn songs and don't put them on Broadway, because I'm telling you right now, if you can't your ass down
little,
in the mission,
Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, little Red Corvette. I'm just having fun in a little Corvette. Raspberry berets. I'm just wanting mine in raspberry. This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
I love it.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Oh,
if
man.
I was your girlfriend,
would you let me dress you?
Would you let me dress you? Pick out your clothes before we go out.
A door.
Whoa.
Until.
Till the end of time.
They're not going to do it like
I'll
that.
I'll be there for you.
Okay.
Ain't nobody going down there to watch them ruin Prince on Broadway.
We're
Broadway
talking about Purple
don't do
Rain,
that type
musical.
Of stuff, right?
Yeah,
we're just
coming to Broadway.
Purple Rain, the musical. I think it's gonna be good.
Pop life and everything.
You gonna go down there and regret it. I'm trying to tell you, stay away from it, black people. Insulted.
You don't think they'll get Purple Rain right, though? How can you mess up Purple
title
Rain?
Title track
Steve?
Right there.
Yes.
That's the title track.
Seriously.
I never meant to cause
the majority
you
of people going to be white. They're going to have a white choir singing Purple Rain.
Never meant to cause you any pain.
They're going to be pronouncing only every single syllable. The only thing I'm going to do is in this purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. They not even going. I'm telling
ain't
you.
Ain't no feeling in it. Ain't no soul in it.
See, we're going to have to go just to prove it wrong.
All right. You got to have that gut in you.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, our forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, admits that she's terrified about the 2024 election. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In a podcast interview on Monday, former First Lady Michelle Obama said she is, quote, terrified about the outcome of the 2024 election. Take a listen.
What's going to happen in this next election? I am terrified about what could possibly happen because our leaders matter. Who we select, who speaks for us, who holds that bully pulpit, it affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted.
Well,
she's 100% correct. I mean, you know, we're in this year right here. Because, you know, the scary part is what I'm hearing from us. Mm-hmm. Because, see, we are the determining factor in this election, as we were the last time. Mm-hmm. And it's dangerous when we are talking about we don't like Biden and he's not and Kamala this and Kamala that. Man, y'all got to slow down. Because listen to me, your option is what the Republican Party is going to ram down your throat. And if you let this happen again, they're going to ram it down your throat, man, with gasoline on the rag this time, y'all. Mm-hmm. And they're going to set it on fire while it's in your mouth, because we will allow it to happen, because we're very, very opinionated. And we've got to be careful with the delusionment, with the delusionness that we've created with Kamala and Biden. Mm-hmm. Listen to me. We are still in a Senate Congress ran country. And no matter how well intended they are, the opposition has every right to be exactly that, an opposition. And they've made it very, very difficult for them to get across the agenda that they set out for. And y'all notice how it works. Y'all notice how it works. So quit talking about they ain't this and they ain't that. I got Biden look old. But Trump looked dangerous.
He's old, too, though. Trump's old.
Y'all, and the sickness of this country, the hypocrisy of this country, that you stand on all these values in the Republican Party and all this stuff out the Bible, and ain't nothing biblical about the Republican Party. There are some great Christians in the Republican Party. Don't get me wrong. But the people they got representing the Republican Party, where the Christianity at in that? Y'all want to throw that up in somebody's face so bad? Donald Trump, man.
Well, okay. And also in the interview, Steve, Mrs. Obama suggested that there is a double standard when it comes to Republican presidential candidate Trump's legal woes and how things would go differently if he were a black man.
Absolutely.
Please.
100% correct.
Yes.
You already know the yes. only reason he getting away from this is getting away with this because he a white boy. Y'all know that. Quit playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
No black ass face. Dude finna get all these criminal charges and then be allowed to even talk about his ass running.
He'd be locked
if
up.
If you don't sit your criminal black ass down somewhere, but y'all gonna let this white boy get away with it. Yep. But you know why they gonna let him get away with it? Because they cool with it. Because Trump represents everything they want to be anyway. Billionaire, playboy, jet with his name on the side of it, golf courses, buildings with his name on it. Playboy bunnies, prostitutes, porn stars. You cool with that. That's why you vote for that. You cool with that. Quit talking about what he stand for and represent. Because he show you what he stand for. He don't pay no taxes. He done falsified documents. They got proof of all this. And he lied. And y'all want him to be president. Okay. This gonna be ugly, man. Yeah. And black people, we can determine this election. If we quit tricking, but we love negativity, though, our culture. That's the thing about our culture. We love negativity. We've got to be careful, y'all. Anybody that tries to do, you listen to me. Anybody who tries to destroy our very own culture, you have to be leery of them. And that's politicians, sports figures, entertainers, whatever. If someone is trying to destroy our culture, who are they really working for? Think about that.
If that were Obama, come on. Just really.
Well, y'all need to come. Y'all know good and hell well this wouldn't be allowed. And why you allowing it? It's called,
he tried to overthrow the government.
Yes.
What else y'all need?
I don't know. All right, we're going to move on. Coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is the motion of the ocean. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. Not quite what you might think. And just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Neff, what you got for us?
Let's see how stupid we gonna be today. Let me see what we gonna do. We gonna make a call from the penitentiary. That's what we gonna do. I mean, sometimes you got a call from places that, you know, people don't normally get calls from. This right here is good. LaRonda is my girl. LaRonda is my girl. We call him from the penitentiary area. All right, cat dog, if you would, LaRonda is my girl.
Hello?
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from
Ronnie,
an inmate. If you would like to accept this and future collect calls, please press 4.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. I'm trying. This is Ronnie. I'm trying to reach LaRonda.
LaRonda?
Yeah. LaRonda, do I have the wrong number?
No, you got the right number, man. That's my wife. Who is this?
Okay. Hold up now. This Ronnie right here. I'm calling for LaRonda, who that was my girl before I got locked up.
Pump your brakes. Hold on, man. We've been married for about 2 years, man. I don't know what you're talking about, man. You might have the wrong number.
Okay, hold up then. Wait a minute. I know the LaRonda ain't mad. I know the this like
what?
Say, man, hold up, man. Wait a minute. LaRonda is married?
Yeah, man. Just in case you didn't hear me. LaRonda's married. We got a 16-month-old child, man. All right? And we've been married for 2 years. I don't know who you calling.
I'm calling for LaRonda. I'm finna get up out this in 6 weeks. I've been writing letters and all kind of stuff, sending them to her mama house.
Whoa.
You trying to tell me?
You been sending what to her mama house?
I've been sending letters since the day I got locked down.
How long has it been since you've been sending letters, man?
I've been locked down for 5 years. And I've been sending letters. I don't miss 1 week without sending something to LaRonda.
All right, what's her mama name then?
Ain't her mama name Miss?
Hold on, man. You been sending letters to to my girl's mama for
five years. I'm finna to get out in 6 weeks. I've been locked down right at 5 years.
No, man. She ain't got no letters from you, man. She ain't got no letters. We've been together for 2 years, man. I'm sorry to break your heart.
Okay, hold up. Let me ask you this here, man.
What, man?
Hold up, because see, you done got me all f***ed up, man, with this right here. Now, let me ask you this right here. How I know her mama name? How I know all this here, man? What I'm trying to explain to you, I got the right person. I'm just blown away by you trying to tell me y'all married now.
Yeah, we married now. Happily married. Hey, man. Hey, you need to take your back to that cell, man. For real.
Hold up, cuz. First of all, what you ain't finna do, just come at me wrong. Now, that what ain't finna happen now. Now, I got a whole lot on my mind and a whole lot of stress. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here just to let you know how this finna go.
How's it gonna go?
I'm finna be up out here in 6 weeks, and when I do get out, I am coming to see LaRonda. Know that. I'm finna come out there and...
Brother, man, look. Hey, you up here calling me with this ignorant stuff, man. That's what probably got your tail in jail anyway.
Hey,
man, listen. You come up here, you gonna wind up getting both put up in the penitentiary, man, because I ain't playing about my wife, man. Brother, you just need to go on, chill out. After you get out of brother, stay somewhere, man.
Look,
don't bring... All right, man.
Look, man, all I'm trying to do is...
Hey, I don't care what you're trying to do. Try to keep your... That's all I'm trying to tell you to do. So we don't both end up in the penitentiary, man. Or your might be in... You're going to end up in a grave if you keep testing me, man. I'm telling you, don't bring your here, bruh. Just stay there, relax, breathe, enjoy the your air, man. All right? That's all I'm saying, all right, man? That's it.
Hey, what you ain't finna to do is try to threaten me, fool. See,
you up here talking about... Keep your man. Don't bring your here looking for no runner, because I will put two up in your
I'm coming to see my girl. That's my girl.
We've been married for 2 years. I'm trying to tell you, you better take your on somewhere. We will shut this down.
Who you think you talking? Who you think you talking to?
I'm talking to a that's in jail. Don't drop the up, you black.
Look, man, I'm fixed to come home in 6 weeks, and I'm coming to see LaRonda, whether your like it or not, and I'm going to see her mama, Miss. What you ain't gonna do is get in the way of me and my girl, somebody I've been loving and writing letters to all this damn time I've been on lockdown.
Man, bring your I will say it slow to you. Bring your and I swear to God, I will put your in the grave. That's where I'm gonna put you, homie.
Who you
bring your bring. You better stay up in the penitentiary.
I'm coming down there to see my girl, see her mama, and get my girl back. My girl leaving with me.
You know, the only thing you're going to be seeing is the casket, because I'm putting your in there, man. I'm telling you, you bring your out of I swear to God, man. You knock on my door if you want to. I'm telling you, man, go to a mama house. I'm putting your down, homie. I'm not playing with you, man. All right? That's my girl, man. That is my girl. I will up.
You ain't finna do nothing to me. You ain't finna do nothing but release my girl over to me. That's what you finna do. That's it.
No, I'm going to release a rails in your you come to this. Yo, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm telling you, man. Boy, woohoo! You keep around, man. I'll be waiting on you in 6 weeks. I'm gonna tell you that. I'll be waiting on you in 6 weeks. Bring it to my door. You won't be going nowhere else. I'm telling you that.
You talking all this bad stuff on the phone. You ain't gonna do a thing when I get there, but give me my girl back. That's it.
You ain't talking. You talking that behind the bars. You ain't.
Listen, I got one more thing I need to say to you before I go back to my cell. Is you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Devin.
Wait. What the
say? Hold up, dog. Listen, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Devin.
Man, y'all almost got him up. I'm telling you, cuz, I was about to hit the jail, man.
You might.
I don't play that Y'all need to stop playing these motherfucking games, man. Kick down the
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm telling you, I was finna go down. I'm going down in flames. Boy, woo! Woo! I need to breathe out this.
Man, go get you a drink, man.
Yeah, I need to get me some up in me, bro. I'm about to count down 6 weeks on this, man.
Come on. Come on here. Come on, somebody. Come on.
That was real stupid.
Ooh. I was scared.
Yeah.
I got a little shaky myself. I understand. Yeah. I understand. Jacksonville, here I come, baby, to the Comedy Zone. I got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Most of them gone. Got a few tickets left. All right. But most of them are sold out, all right? That's a blessing right there. Yes, that is. Dayton, Ohio is laying in the cut at the Funny Bone 26th, 27th, and 28th of January, all right? Of January. My grandmama say about just make it through January and February. I can march on through to April and May. Good God to me.
Love that.
February, NYC Winery. That's New York City, baby. NYC Winery. If you can make it in New York, they say you can make it anywhere. I hope that's the case for me, because the nephew is coming to town. All right?
That's all right, Ness.
That's all I got.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject is the motion of the ocean. All right?
Oh, yeah.
The motion of the ocean. I think we all have heard that saying before. This may or may not be what you think it is, though. This
no, that's seasick. That ain't what it is. That's seasick. That's what you get seasick. I done done that.
You some drama.
I done threw up on the side of the boat. I know what that is. Yes. I done that.
We'll get into it. We will get into it again. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, the motion of the ocean. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for my Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter. Let's go.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, the motion of the ocean. Dear Stephen Shirley, I caught my husband on the phone with a female reminiscing about the sex they had earlier that day. I tried to control my laughter so he wouldn't hear me. I was cracking up inside because the girl was talking about how he put it down and it was the best she had in a long time. She sounded young, so I wondered how many men she'd been with. I was very relieved to hear that they used protection, yet I sat on the floor in the hall to hear every word of it. Yes, I sat in the hall on the floor to hear every word of it. It was a FaceTime call, but I couldn't see her face. I made it my mission to find out who the lady was. I got her number from his phone, and I FaceTimed her from his phone when he was asleep. She was shocked to see me. I showed her how he looks asleep, lying there, fat and naked. She opened up and told me everything and apologized. I asked why she lied to him about his performance because it's only going to make him cheat even more. She says it's not the size for her, but it's the motion of the ocean that has her turned on. I knew that she was lying about that too, and then she really opened up and told me that my husband pays her for sex. What kind of marriage is this where he's not just cheating on me, he's paying for it? I can get past the cheating, but he has given this woman close to $2,000 from our family's pot of gold. I am finally ready to tell my husband to get out, but the lady has stopped cooperating with me. I guess the motion of the ocean is better to her than doing what's right. Should I file for divorce or tell him I know everything and see what he has to say for himself? What is it that you want him to say? I mean, you have all the evidence you need to make a rational decision. I agree with you that cheating is bad enough, but yes, your husband is taking your family's money, your money, money that you've worked for, and paying another woman for sex. I mean, he's violated so many marital rules. Then you ask the question, should you file for divorce or let him know that you know everything and see what he has to say for himself? Yeah, it sounds a little cold, like you really don't want to divorce him or something, because if you want out, I mean, you're laughing, you know, when you hear him talking about having sex with another woman. You don't have to ask Steve and I what to do. Anyway, your husband already knows you know. The young girl told him everything. So does it really matter what he says at this point? I mean, once you file divorce papers, if you file, he'll have a lot to say then for sure. And he'll start with bye. Steve?
Oh. I don't even know how the letter is titled, The Motion of the Ocean. I don't know what that got to do with it, but I guess she tried to make a point of it. All right, caught my husband on the phone with a female. Now that right there alone would be so damn detrimental. They were reminiscing about the sex they had earlier that day. I had to control my laughter so he wouldn't hear me. I was cracking up inside because the girl was talking about how he had put it down and it was the best she's had in a long time. She sounded young, so I wondered how many men she'd been with. I was very relieved to hear that they used protection. Yes, I sat on the floor in the hall to hear every word of it, and it was a FaceTime call, but I couldn't see her face. Wait a minute. What? I don't even understand this. This is how you reacted to the news that your husband had just had sex earlier that day with a woman and they was on the phone FaceTime, and this was your reaction? You sat in the flow laughing? Ain't but one thing obvious to me. You don't give a damn about this man right here. You stopped caring about what he thought, said, or felt a long time ago. You hear they having sex and you sitting in the flow laughing. Ha ha, yeah. Most women would have towed that damn dough down. it would have been some hell to pay. But anyway, I guess you just don't care about the man. Anyway, but I couldn't see her face, so I made it my mission to find out who this lady was. Now we talking. See, now this is how normal people react to their spouse cheating. Okay. I got her number from his phone and I FaceTimed her from his phone when he was asleep. She was shocked to see me. I showed her how he looks asleep, laying there fat and naked. God, dog.
Oh.
God, dog. Then she opened up and told me everything and apologized. What? I asked her why she lied to him about his performance, because it's only going to make him cheat even more. She said it ain't the size for her, but it's the motion of the ocean that has her turned on. I knew she was lying about that too. And she really opened up and told me that my husband pays her for sex. What? You done had this whole conversation. Then guess what this lady said? What kind of marriage is this where he's not just cheating on me, he's paying for it? You got to get a side piece, some money. That's how this works. That's really, what is you shocked about? You shocked that he paying her money? $2,000 from our family pot of gold.
Hang on, Steve. I know.
This letter right here, I don't even know how to help you.
I know. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, the motion of the ocean. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go with this letter. Let's recap. All right. Let's recap.
Here's a lady that's been married to this man. She found out she was cheating. He was cheating on her because she overheard a conversation he was having on the phone with a girl he had just had sex with earlier that day, and they were going over how it was. The woman was listening to this, sitting on the floor, and was laughing at the whole thing because she thought it was funny because the girl was lying to the man talking about how good he was, and she know he ain't that good. And it was funny to her, and But now, they was FaceTiming, so she couldn't see, so she made it her mission to find out who this young girl was. So while the man was asleep, she picked up his phone, called the girl. The girl was shocked to see this woman on the other end of the phone, but the woman showed her husband laying there, fat and naked and asleep. And then asked her why she cheated with her husband. She said it ain't the size, it's the motion of the ocean that has her turned on.
Yeah.
So she said she knowing about lying too. So then the girl went on and apologized and everything. But then they kept talking, and the girl finally informed the wife that he pays her for sex. Now, here where the letter gets real interesting. She says, opened up and told me that her husband pays for sex. What kind of marriage is this where he's not just cheating on me, he's paying for it? That's the part. That's the part. You don't think the side piece supposed to get no nothing? Just, but it don't stop there. Her next line was, "I can get past the cheating." Okay, that's a good one right here. This is a good wife right here. Laughing when she found out about it. Sitting in the floor cracking up. And now she say, "I can get past the cheating." Really? That's a new one. "But he has given this woman close to $2,000 from our family pot of gold. Now I'm finally ready to tell my husband to get out, but the lady has stopped cooperating with me." What? Mm-hmm. You say you close to ready to telling your husband to get out, but the lady has stopped cooperating with me. How much more damn cooperation you need? What? You think she gonna make a good witness? I mean, the lady done stopped cooperating. What that got to do with anything? You heard the conversation. You FaceTime the woman. You know who she is. She done told you everything. And now she done told you that your husband, $2,000, you thinking about leaving, but the girl done stopped cooperating with me. And Shirley said it best. The young girl done told your husband that he got a call from you. You can believe that. He on pins and needles. He can't believe
that they talk.
So guess what he doing? He ain't saying nothing. He just at the house scared to death. He's scared to death. The fact that she said, "I guess the motion of the ocean is better to her than doing what's right. Should I file for divorce or tell him I know everything?" He already know you know everything. See, here the crazy part in this letter. She know the dude was cheating. She done talked to the girl that he was cheating with. She done FaceTimed the girl. The girl on the FaceTime, she saw who the girl was and showed her fat naked husband sleep in the bed while they discussed him.
Wow.
Everybody, and then the young girl hung up, and the next day, you better believe she called him and said, "Guess who called me? Cynthia." Now he going, "Cynthia, your wife." And she FaceTimed me, and she showed me you laying in the bed sleep naked. And I told her everything. You told her what? Because right now he trying to figure out how he gonna just weave the part that he don't even know her. But now they done FaceTimed and talked. So now that I don't even know her, what you told her what? I told her everything. What you mean you told her everything? I told her that you pay for it. Do you know this man ain't getting no sleep? So now she's saying, "Should I file for divorce or tell him I know everything and see what he has to say for himself?" Lady, that's going to be the most uninteresting conversation you've ever had, because you already know all the facts. Shirley's right. You're not going nowhere, because you done created an excuse as to why you can't go nowhere, because you say the girl done stopped cooperating with you. I don't know what that got to do with anything. What that got to do with the price of rice? But if that's your excuse for staying with him, then just stay with your husband. You know, I already said you can get past the cheating. If you can get past the cheating, you can get past the $2,000. All he got to do is put it back. You the most go-long-witted person I done ever met. I don't even know why we talking to you. You ain't going nowhere. You like fat boy. Everybody else like fat boy. So I don't know what to tell you, lady. I'm so doggone confused about this right here. Y'all don't have a real marriage. You think him sleeping with this other girl is funny.
Yeah.
This letter's confusing.
It is.
Either you care or you don't care.
I don't think she cares. All right. Really? Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior. Junior, I know you have a lot to talk about today.
Oh, way.
Uh-huh. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley. Well, Draymond Green has been reinstated to the NBA. He's back. Mm, he's back. He came back.
Okay.
We don't know. You know, he said this is so crazy. He said that Adam Silver has talked him out of retirement. He was going to retire because he said it was too much. But he said now, Adam Silver said, I think you're making a rational decision. I can't let you do that because he's in the first year of a 4-year, $100 million deal. So I don't believe he was going to retire myself.
Who was going to retire?
Draymond. He said he wanted to retire because it was too much. He said it's too much. He couldn't handle it. And Adam Silver said,
so he's not going to jump on him.
Playing basketball.
Wait a minute. Is it playing basketball that's too much or playing basketball without fighting?
Which one is too much?
I ain't gonna be able to do this if y'all ain't gonna let me fight the damn body.
Put somebody in a headlock.
Yeah. It's too much.
Chokehold.
But Adam Silver talked about it, so he's coming back, man. 4-year, $100 million deal, first year. So he's good. John Morant is out for the season, man.
What?
Yeah, man. He tore a ligament in his shoulder, so he's out. He got to have season-ending surgery. You know, he came back after 25-game suspension and only played 9 games, man. So we'll see him next season.
He came back after how many games?
25. Remember, 25-game suspension for the guns?
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah, then played 9 games, and he's out for the season now, man. So
I love watching him play. He can ball.
Oh, man, John Moran is exciting. We'll see him next season. Tiger Woods. Yeah, because he's coming back this season.
Moving on.
Yeah. Oh, he's excited. Well, we'll see him next season, though, after that shoulder get fixed. We'll know. Tiger Woods and Nike have ended their ways. They parted ways after 27 years. Tiger signed with Nike when he was only 20 years old, man. They thanked him. They was grateful. You know, he made hundreds of million dollars worth of endorsements with Nike, so he's gone. So if they looking for somebody, I'm available.
What Nike thing would you wear and what would you represent?
I'll put on whatever Nike got for me for the check.
A headband?
Oh boy.
I'm fired. What's going on?
It just hit me. I'm sorry.
You ain't sorry.
Oh, and let me tell you something, man. I was really looking for something you could wear, but Tommy said a headband.
Do they even still make headbands?
They still make headbands.
Yeah, they wear headbands. But Tommy said
it. It back.
It's out of nowhere.
Go ahead, Shirley.
All right, Junior. Junior's down. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, should a woman be mad, Steve, if her married boyfriend tricks her into losing weight? We'll talk about that. She needs your advice right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is from Tammy in Arlington. She says, I was on a spiritual journey with a man that I met online. We did a fast, and I stopped eating meat, and I worked out 4 days a week. I did that for 6 months straight, and I lost 22 pounds. During that time, we didn't have sex, but we did fool around. Recently, I allowed him to move in with me, and that's when I found out he's married. He said he was ready to leave his wife because I'm not chubby anymore. On one hand, I'm mad that he tricked me into losing weight, but on the other hand, I look and feel amazing now. He says he loves me, and he showed me his divorce papers. Am I crazy for loving him? Should I let him go and get a new man with my new body?
Got you where I want you now.
Damn. I mean, he tricked you into losing weight, but you look and feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm. I know a lot of people want that trick.
Yeah.
But then you find out he's married.
Mm-hmm.
And now he say he want to be with you because you're not chubby no more.
Damn. He said
y'all
that?
Didn't have sex, but y'all fooling around. I'm so damn confused right now. You like
what are
him?
Does
he like you?
Well, not if she gained it back.
Her now, he says. Yeah,
she better not gain it back.
He said he loves her. He said he loves her, Steve.
Well, you better stay on that 4-day no meat eating program and lock that in, because I don't. I mean, you know, look,
it could work. Mm-hmm. It could work, you know. Mm. But it started off with a little bit of deceit, but he showed you his divorce. But I don't know, man. Next question, Shirley. I don't care. I just can't help everybody. I'm not the Lord. I can't solve all these problems. It's too early for this.
All right, we have another one for you.
I want
Steve.
Some fried chicken.
Good morning.
That's some eggnog.
This is from Rolanda in Pensacola, Steve. She says, I was at a get-together and my friend's husband walked in on me in the bathroom as I was squatting. He said he only wanted to wash his hands, and he did so as I stood there in shock. My friend does not see why I have a problem with what her husband did and said we've been friends so long that it shouldn't even matter. I want him to apologize. Should I tell my big brother what happened or let it go?
Yeah, your big brother going to beat his ass. I already know how that's going to go.
What?
But, you know, that's rude. And that dude did it on purpose. And he walked in and he wanted to see what he wanted to see. And he wanted to see what reaction you had to it. And if you wasn't going to be appalled, then the next conversation y'all was going to have was how fine you look sitting on that toilet. I'm telling you this right here. I just want to wash my hands. Man, you couldn't have waited to wash your hands.
And they
Boy, stop.
Yeah.
And then when you went to your girlfriend, she's stupid. Girl, y'all been friends so long, all he want to do is wash his hands. That's a lie. He wanted to see you with your pants down.
That's crazy. What, Tom? I've never heard anything like this.
Ain't no more faucets or bathroom in the house. They just got one faucet.
And they don't have a.
Now you can wash your hands in the sink.
Yeah.
In the kitchen sink.
Yep.
First of all, what happened to? Oh wow, my bad. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Close. He didn't do that.
No. He walked right on in. Like he. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But if you hadn't have told his wife, the next conversation was, "Hey, I really apologize for walking in on you, but wow, you looked amazing." Let's keep what this was.
But she
that's
said
why
they've
he
been,
did that.
They've been friends for so long that it shouldn't matter. That's what the wife said. Mm-hmm. What?
The wife's stupid. The wife is stupid. Because first of all, standing in there washing your hands? She's sitting on the toilet.
This is craziness. Coming up in 20 minutes after, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve Harvey Nation, Shaquille O'Neal's All-Star Comedy Jam takes over Resorts World Las Vegas February 9th and 10th over the big game weekend in Vegas. The comedy showcase is hosted by Dion Cole and features D.L. Hughley, Earthquake, Desi Banks, and others. You could win a trip for two to attend the show on February 9th, and this includes round trip, coach airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. You can enter now and get rules at SteveHarveyFM.com. It is sponsored by AEG Presents and Resorts World Las Vegas. That's SteveHarveyFM.com for all the info. Vegas is going to be lit. We all know that during the big game weekend. Are you guys going to the game? I didn't even ask you.
I'm waiting on Unc to get these tickets.
Yeah.
Oh.
As soon as Uncle Steve come on, he's just taking his time.
Mm-hmm. Friend of mine just gave me two yesterday.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, really?
Okay,
so who you going to take, Tommy or Junior?
You know damn well he finna, who he finna. What is this here? What is this here? What is this here?
Wow.
I love Junior, but know your order now. Hell.
Oh, because you're his nephew. That's what you're saying. You should be going.
Y'all both want to go.
That's what
Steve
you're saying.
It's quiet. I don't know what Unc Wade doing. He see what we doing.
Say it. I bet you better not say what I think you finna say. Say it.
I kill your kids.
Turner, you stole Willie
Turner. All right. I'll be damned. I just stole the Willie Turner.
From yourself. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather, here it is, go to Vegas for the Super Bowl or Jamaica for the Hedonism Festival?
Okay, now. This kind of tight here now.
Didn't hear well.
Oh, this kind of tight now.
I'm going to have to go to the Super Bowl.
You already know good and hell well. I can't go no damn Jamaica. There's no heating. That's what you think. I'm on the internet now.
Ooh, y'all seen this Naked is, Ass T?
Dog, boy, some pictures.
He really did fell off.
He in Jamaica naked.
He tripping.
He lost his mind.
In a front.
Steve down there in the hot tub with all them women and Cat Williams. I think
you
I saw
somebody's body.
Yeah. And Shannon Sharp.
So I think
it's Shannon.
The Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Right. Super Bowl the answer.
Okay. Would you rather dive into a freezing cold pool or would you rather sit in a scorching hot jacuzzi?
Hey.
Freezing cold pool.
Boy, and have a crisis, your nutty ass. You little stupid. I better not see you getting in the cold plunge. You don't get your dumb ass in that hot ass sun and sit your little stupid ass down, put your headband on and sit in there and keep that sweat out your eyes.
He's
that ass talking about he gonna jump in the cold. I wish
All right. Would you rather just calls, no texting for a month, or would you rather texting only with no calls?
Oh man.
Includes my wife.
Just text? No,
you rather texting and no calls?
I gotta
for
talk
a month?
To my wife.
I gotta take these calls though.
Got to talk to my wife. I'm sorry.
Well, we
got to
go with the group. Hey, we got to take these calls.
Yeah, we got to.
Could you
we'll put that text in on hold.
First. Yeah,
first. You can't say nothing else stupid today.
All right. Would you rather be known as a really nice guy, just a nice guy, or would you rather be known as a great lover?
I'm already.
I think we all know the audience.
Me,
the answer. Even the audience.
Well,
yeah.
Hell, I'm both. So.
You say you AMV?
I'm both.
You ain't no nice ass guy. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, I just be beat.
That ain't what the internet says.
Don't really give a damn about it, ain't know her.
You're right.
Ain't never been my damn goal. I ain't never said I'd be the nicest guy in the damn room. I ain't never want to. Man, I sure want to be the nicest guy today. I ain't give a damn what you feel about me. I'm too difficult to be nice. I wake up not to be nice. Matter of fact, if I can avoid it, I will.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, we'll have some closing remarks at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. It's been a good day.
My closing remarks is going to be straightening out a couple of things. And
okay.
Not in reference to anything about me. I'm not getting into that world. I'm just talking about, I'm going to share something about the Super Bowl. And
okay.
I want to say something
cool.
In my closing remarks.
We're going.
Yeah. Well, like I told them earlier, a friend of mine gave me two tickets and suite to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Sweet.
Oh, that's big. Oh,
so, nice, Steve.
Yeah. That's, you're just blessed when you have people like that. But
I love that. Yeah.
You know, man, can I say something about comedy? This is just about comedy.
Yeah.
Because we have three of us on the show. And we have three of us on the show, and I want to say something.
Three comedians.
Just so the public understands something about comedy that's not being shared with you. First of all, let me give you a little terminology. Carl and I was discussing yesterday what's called a stock joke. And Shirley and Carla said, I've known you and Tommy and Keir all these years and I've never heard the term stock joke. Mm-hmm. A stock joke, you all, in comedy is a joke that's written. They come from people from years ago and people repeat them their stock joke. Like knock, knock, who's there? Yep. Or Bernie did a stock joke at the end of his show about the bus driver and the little boy who had the stuttering problem and kept getting the door slammed in his face. And at the end, the guy said, "Why you keep doing it?" And then the driver said, teasing me. Well, that's a stock joke. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly allowable. The joke that said did about Abominicious, everybody talking about he stole that from a show. That's a stock joke.
From
Designing Women. That came from a joke. Designing Women, all sitcom has writers in the room. These writers write this stuff into shows. Say it just did a stock joke. But he made it his own by talking about he was with this cousin named CJ. And he just put a spin on it. It's just a stock joke. So let me help you all understand something. All this talk out here today about stealing. Listen to me. When a joke makes it on film, a dude is not writing that joke the day before he goes on film. This could be a joke he's done for years. And when you see it on film, he just not doing this one on film. I have personally more jokes not on film than are on film. So you got to watch how people, they tell you things, but they don't put no timetable on it. You don't know where that, and please don't get joke stealing confused with premises. If a comedian has the same premise as another comedian, if it's verbatim, something has happened. If it's not verbatim, it's a premise. Y'all got to understand that, man. And that can happen all the time in this business. So now, I've said that just to give you all a little bit of clarity, but here's what I really wanted to share with y'all. There's some very important information. We're talking about Super Bowl tickets. And a friend of mine sent this to me today, and I just wanted to share it with you all. A friend of mine, listen to me carefully, everybody. A friend of mine has two tickets to the 2024 Super Bowl on February 11th. Both are VIP seats. He paid $2,500 each, but he didn't realize last year when he bought them, it was going to be on the same day as his wedding. Now, if you are interested, he is looking for someone to take his place. It's at Holy Cross Church on Lake Avenue at 3 p.m. The bride's name is Julie. She's 5'4", about 115 pounds, black hair, very energetic, has two jobs, and is a very good cook, too. She'll be there. She'll be the one with the white dress on.
That's funny. So,
stock
anybody.
Hey, man.
See, right there. Now, that right there, y'all, is an example of a stock joke.
Okay. All right.
If a comedian tells that joke and repeats it, he's repeating a stock joke. He ain't stole your nothing. And I just want to say that, man, because a lot of my friends are being accused of stealing. And just on their behalf, man, I want you all to understand that, that's the business we in. And you got to be really, really careful, man, like I said, in 2024 moving. Surround yourself with positive people, y'all. You please, please surround yourself with the right people. If there is a person who is bringing you a slew of negativity, wraps it up in a big old negative ball and presents it to you, what is the purpose of this person? And why are you allowing this person to permeate your life? Man, keep your focus on God. Put your focus on your dreams and visions. Quit worrying about what everybody else is doing. If you take that energy and put it on what you need to do, you'll have a much better 2024. So everybody, let's get a whole lot more in 2024. Stay focused. Keep God in your life. Don't forget to pray. You know, and I know they say pray for your enemies, but, you know, just really not that type of Christian. Get it. Y'all stay. Y'all talk God. He love you. But don't listen to him. No.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there. I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.